This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You're halfway through the week, and I hope that you are experiencing the reality of God in your life as you go through life this week. God wants to be so deeply involved in your life. And as you take time each day to just read a little bit of the Bible and ask God to meet with you, you'll find your relationship with God growing, not just your knowledge about God, but you'll truly start to grow in your personal relationship with Him. And that changes everything about life. Well, this week we're talking about the five most important things in life. Number one, your personal relationship with God. Number two, yesterday we talked about the Word of God and its importance in your life. Number three, most important thing in your life is your family. This is so in line with what God says to us in the Bible. Let me read you a few verses. In Genesis chapter 2, just after God has created the world and put mankind in this world, it says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him.' Now out of the ground the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord had taken from the man he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, 'This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.' And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." Well, here you see, from the very beginning of God making men and women, he had a design for marriage. "A man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." So God's plan is that your spouse be one of the most important things in your life, the most important person in your life, your spouse. Not only that, but when you come to the next book of the Bible, Exodus, and God gives the Ten Commandments, these foundational commands that reflect what is so important to Him in our lives as people, wanting to live lives that are pleasing to Him, He tells us, as one of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. This comes right before, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not commit adultery, right? This matters so much to God that you honor your father and mother. Also, you see the commands in the Bible to parents about how they should love their children and bring up their children in the right way. You see so many stories of the importance of siblings in one another's lives in the Bible. This is one of the most important things in your life, is your own family. God has designed you to need your family. Now, things may not be great between you and your spouse. Your parents may not treat you very well. Your children may not honor you. But whatever your family situation, they are one of the most important things in your life. And I think you would agree with me, wouldn't you, that what is happening in your family has a massive impact on your own sense of yourself and your own inner health in life. So put your family as one of the most important things in your life. Work to make those relationships good. Forgive one another. Honor one another, love one another. Even if the other is not loving and honoring you, you do what is right and love and honor them. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.